Good morning, family. God bless you. Let's jump into this word today, rebuking the devourer. The Bible says in Malachi 3 and 11, and I will rebuke the devourer. In biblical times, the devourer was the locust, and the locust was a ravenous scourge that would come and destroy the fruit of the land, the vegetation, before people had a chance to take part of it. And that's what the devourer does today. He comes in and he destroys everything. So let me tell you why this is so significant is because God has gotten you to the promised land, but before you can take advantage of the promised land, the devourer comes and destroys it. And always know this, hallelujah, stop being frustrated because there are devourers in your land, because the only reason why there's devourers in your land is because you got something they want to devour. And so the answer is not to try to find a land where there's no drama, no issues, no struggle, no devourers. Because then ain't nothing there. If ain't nobody bothering you, you ain't got nothing that's worth bothering. If ain't nobody trying to take something from you, you don't have nothing worth taking. If the devil ain't creating drama in your life, you ain't got no life. Boy, preach right there. And so the response is never to run from the devourer, but to rebuke the devourer. Jesus said in that scripture, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So let's take a few minutes here. Yesterday, we talked about rebuking the attacks of the devourer. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Let's talk about rebuking the miscarriage. He says here, neither shall your vine cast her few fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. Now, that cast her fruit before the time means to have a miscarriage. A miscarriage is the expulsion of the fetus from the womb before it is able to survive independently, especially spontaneously as a result of an accident or an attack. When we are under attack, when the results of attack can be when you have been impregnated with the blessings and the vision of God, but it's not time for it to survive yet. You've been impregnated with the promise and the blessings of God, but it's not time for it to survive yet. Then the attack can cause you to spontaneously abort the promises of God. There are promises that God has given us, but those promises many times are still being gestated. Those promises are still being matured. And when we are under attack, when the devourer attacks us, it can cause an abortion. It can cause a miscarriage. And God says, I will rebuke the miscarriage. I will rebuke the devourer so that your fruit do not cast her, so that your vines do not cast her fruit before the time in the field. Many people have aborted their promises because of the persistent attack. Many people have aborted their calling, aborted what God has placed in them, hallelujah, because of the attack. They have succumbed to the attack. They have given up and said, I can't take it no more. I won't be able to do it no more. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But the Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, and we shall reap if we faint not. If you don't give in to the attack of the devourer and learn how to rebuke, how do we rebuke? We check him, we turn him back, and we keep him down, because he never stops. He never gives up. He never quits. He's looking for an angle, looking for a way to come in and attack. And you must be persistent with your rebuking. And if you recall, we explained that on yesterday. You got to check him. You got to turn him back, and you got to hold him down. There are promises that have not come to pass yet. That means that they're still in gestation. That means that they're still being developed. That means that there's still things that needs to be in place before they can come back. They won't survive on their own. God can call you, but you still not be ready yet. Let me say that again. God can call you, but you not be ready yet. And so when he calls you, the devourer will attack you and make you give up on that calling, on that promise before it has come to fruition. And so the first thing you must do is you must check the devil. Check that miscarriage. The Bible says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, to the glory of God. The first check that you must do when it comes to what's on the inside of you is know that you got a promise and it's going to come to pass. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. We have confidence in this, that God hears us, and that if he hears us, he will answer us when we ask according to his will. This is my confidence. This is how you check the devil. Hallelujah. He's going to attack, but you check him and you know, no, God, he which hath begun a good work in me shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just because I don't have it yet don't mean that it ain't going to come to pass. And so we check it. We don't miscarry it. We don't abort it. And sometimes you got to be careful, because sometimes you can voluntarily abort your own dream because you don't want to go through the drama of what it takes to bring it to pass. Let me say this again. How many people have abortions because, well, this ain't working out. This ain't the time. I don't have the resources. I don't have the money. No, if God called you, he's going to supply your need. Boy, you better preach right there. He's going to give you exactly what you need. So you check that miscarriage. You turn it back. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. You stand on that promise. You stand on that word. And every time the devil bring you doubt, you go back and you get you more word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. And then finally you keep it down. Every time he show up, you hold him back. Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite passages. I preached a whole year on that. I think a year ago. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Let me give that to you another way. For I know the plans that I have for you, declared the Lord. They are plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. You stand on that. Don't you let the devil take your hope. Don't you let the devil cause you to abort before you get to your future. You believe that you have a promise. God's going to bring it to pass. Heaven and earth going to pass away before God not keep his word in my life. And God's got a plan for my life and it's coming to pass. You rebuke that miscarriage. You rebuke that abortion, and you get everything that God has for you. My time is up. My time is up. Listen, I want to encourage you to go to victoriouspraise.org/events and learn about our healing and restoration boot camp and our Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock. And remember this, don't just live life, live a victorious life, and have an amazing day. You all be blessed.